From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Hundreds of advocates combating gun violence rallied at the Capitol yesterday in support of state legislation aimed at protecting families from domestic abusers. The advocates and volunteers were with Moms Demand Action and Students Demand Action, both part of Every Town for Gun Safety. Nidhi Krishnan, the St. Louis local chapter lead for Students Demand Action, says it is important to shift the focus to daily types of gun violence, like in cities or homes.
The very real reality is that these instances of daily gun violence make up the large majority of gun-related deaths and injuries in the United States, whereas mass shootings only account for less than 1% of gun-related deaths and injuries.
A federal jury last week found Monsanto and BASF responsible for dicamba damage in Missouri's Boot Heel, and awarded $265 million in damages to a peach farmer. Corinne Ruff has more.
Lawyers representing Bader Farms are celebrating their win in federal court as a significant victory for farmers across the Midwest whose crops have been damaged by drifting herbicides. Bev Randall says the Baders pursued their suit with hopes of helping other farmers too.
They felt like it was necessary because of what it means to farmers everywhere. This was just wrong.
But Chris Hone, an attorney representing Monsanto, now owned by Bayer, says the company has a strong case for appeal. He says a soil fungus caused the damage, not dicamba. More than 100 farmers have filed similar lawsuits. Some are expected to go to trial in Cape Girardeau later this year. I'm Corinne Ruff.
A Missouri lawmaker has proposed a new measure to prevent violence in schools. Cassidy Arena has more.
Anyone designated as a school protection officer or volunteer in a school building would have the right to carry a gun if a bill sponsored by Nick Schroer, a Republican from O'Fallon, is approved. The bill requires that every campus have at least one officer. The bill defines a school protection officer as any teacher or administrator the district has deemed qualified for such a position. A volunteer is anyone who has had previous law enforcement or military training. Representative Dottie Bailey, a Republican from Eureka, offered her support for the bill, saying it will open opportunities for community members.
And this will give a lot of people, especially a lot of former military men and women, a new purpose to protect a school full of kiddos.
Lawmakers heard testimony from those opposing the bill who say guns in schools will not alleviate the violence, as the training for the protection officers and volunteers will not be extensive enough. I'm Cassidy Arena.
State lawmakers are trying to exempt many of their records from the public eye for the second year in a row. A bill, sponsored by Senator Ed Emery, a Republican from Lamar, looks to undo changes made to the Missouri Sunshine Law by the Clean Missouri Amendment, which passed in 2018 with 62% support. It included language that now requires legislative records to be considered public records. According to the Columbia Missourian, Emery says his bill will protect the correspondence between legislators and their constituents from being subject to sunshine requests. But the bill would also exempt any records, such as emails or documents, related to a constituent. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.